This fall, Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. and Bethel Deliverance International Church invite you to our Friday night explosion services. Come experience high praise, heartfelt worship, and powerful messages from faithful preachers of God's Word. Join us Friday, October 7th as Pastor Clement Lupton of Beloved St. John Evangelistic Church delivers an encouraging word from the Lord. Service begins at 7 p.m., preceded by prayer at 6 p.m. at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincope, PA. For additional information, call 215-885-2585 or visit us online at betheldeliverance.org.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Jesus walked in victory, confronted by his enemies. Nothing moved him. You and I ought to be the same way. Faced with trouble, nothing moved him. That's why the Spirit is in you. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord, don't settle for the affliction. Expect the deliverance. I'm coming out of this thing. You think because you're a Christian that you're not supposed to go through something? Trials and tests are everywhere. But greater is he that's in us. We've learned that Jesus told us the Holy Spirit will take what is his and reveal it to us. The devil's a liar. But God will always show you a way out. The devil will come to you and take the simplest thing and turn it into something deadly. Last week I had pain in my calf. It was hurting me like crazy. Got back to the bed. The enemy stood next to me. I got an angel sleeping next to me. And the enemy stood. Oh, nothing. She earned that right. Shoot. It made me mad now. Come on. Oh. The devil's standing on side of me, and here's what he said. He said, you got a blood clot in your leg, and it's going to break free and go up to your heart. I said, devil, my leg ain't swollen. I said, I got pain. Who cares? He said, no, you got a blood clot, and it's going to break free and go up to your brain. I said, then I'm going to go to heaven. He said, what? I said, then I'm going to go to heaven. I said, you'll be doing me a favor. He said, didn't you hear what I said? You got a blood clot. Then he changed it because he knows the kind of mind I have. He said, you have DVT. I said, how did I get there? He said, you flew a long way. He said, and you get that when you fly a long way. He said, you got deep vein thrombosis. He said, they're going to have to, when you get back home, we better go to the emergency room. He said, because they're going to have to check it out, and they're going to put you on blood thinners, and then you're going to cut yourself, and you're going to bleed to death. I said, then I'm going to be dead. I said, if death is the best you got, if death is your best hand, then I'm just going to heaven. He ain't bothering me no more. I didn't have pain in my leg anymore. You see, when the devil throws his best card at you, the Holy Spirit will always give you a trump. You always have that wild card to play. That's why he's in there. He's in there to give you strength. So here's what Jesus says prior to leaving in Acts chapter 1. He's about to be carried away. He says, but you shall have power after the Holy Ghost comes upon you. Now, you listen to me. Life is made up of a series of incidents. That's all life is. Life is repetitive incidents that we never deal with when they're happening. We repress them, and then later on they come out when we don't want them to. That's why so many adults have neurotic tendencies, because they didn't deal with things as that happened to them as children and teenagers. So they simply push it down, and then it comes out later on in life. In fact, people who suffer from unipolar depression, which is, there's a difference with unipolar and bipolar. Unipolar is just simplistic depression, and bipolar is the person who goes through mood swings. They're extremely happy, then they're extremely depressed. Extremely happy, extremely depressed. And so one of the reasons you have that depression, it's not a devil. You have it because of your outlook. There is no demon of depression. If you listen to the speech of depressed people, it's always negative. They can be spirit-filled, and all they see is the bad. You drive up in a new car. Well, how are you going to make the payments? You depressed. I don't want you around me. Now, the secret to victory is ignore the depressed people. When they say, how are you going to make the payment? Nope, you ain't the one I want. How are you going to make the payment? Nope, you ain't the one I want. How are you going to make the payment? You ain't the one I want. Child, the Lord blessed you. Everything's going to be all right. You the one I want with me. The Holy Spirit doesn't treat clinical depression. What he does is gives you joy. Joy changes your outlook. Joy changes how you see things, not how you saw things. People who live on past experiences are living by what they saw. You hurt me. You abused me. You mistreated me. Okay, you did that, but I survived. Now I've got to make a new future. And I make that new future. Not you. If I'm a slave to my past, then I will never have a future. My past will run my life. But it's all right what you did to me. Joseph told his brothers, I know you hurt me. I know you sold me into slavery. I know you meant to do me evil. But God meant it for good so that I could save a whole lot of people. God didn't cause you to survive so you could sit around and whine about your past. God made you a survivor so you could help somebody else get. Woo! But we love to talk about our weaknesses. And Jesus said, but when the Holy Ghost comes, you're going to have power. Who has power today? Now watch this. Do you understand that you have two types of power? You have creative power through speech and maintaining power through attitude. That means that when you speak it, do you know your entire body, your entire mental system responds to positive and negative speech? I've said it before, but it's called the law of neurogenesis. This is medically proven that when you speak positive, your brain begins to develop new cells. I asked God why. He said, because those new cells will give you the ideas that you need to go along with that speech that you've spoken. Y'all ain't hearing me. Y'all ain't hearing me. Y'all ain't hearing me. I told God, I said, Lord, see, I have two responsibilities as the priest to the house. I have to set the pattern and guide the vision for this house. But then I'm also a man of God, and Sister Lambert and I, sometimes we talk about things that we want to do. Now, our vision has nothing to do with Bethel. So there are times I have to speak not as the bishop of the church, but as her husband. So when I speak and I say, oh, okay, she comes up with an idea for a business for us to get involved in, She submits it to me as the head. I take it to God, and I say to God what my Eve says to her Adam. She don't bring me fruit. She brings me ideas. So I say it to God, right? So I speak it out my mouth. It's a positive thing. And here's what God does. Because he said, you will have what you say. Our brains begin to come up with ways to make it happen. Now, no, Lord help me. I missed you guys, but y'all got to go with me. Now, God's task at that point is to give you opportunity. So he sends me to Austin, Texas, under the guise of a meeting. I don't want to go. I wish I could come back the same day, but the way the flights go, I'm stuck there overnight. So I go down to the restaurant to eat, and I encounter a person who works at a pharmaceutical company. They share some information with me that when I get back home, I take the necessary steps to position myself to get the funds that I need to make the idea that she had come to reality. But had I not been where God wanted me to be, I would not have heard what I heard to do what I needed to do to get what I said I was going to get. We didn't submit it to God and wait for him to drop a bag of money. He opened a door. And some of you are sitting on your open doors. But if you allow the Holy Ghost to be the Holy Ghost, you will see doors open. Oh! So I quickly went home. I made some moves to get rid of some stuff, to put myself in a position so when that thing cracked, we can get what we need to do what we have to do. Because I don't believe God is sitting up in heaven with bags of money. I believe God is sitting in heaven with ideas. And I believe his ideas are seasonal. And so you better be on the right season. When he brings that thing, you better be ready to grab it. Some of you are holding on to these old jobs, and God wants to bring you something new, and all you see is you're losing your seniority. Baby, there's no seniority like God's seniority.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
09116A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church. A place where miracles still happen.
Bethel Deliverance International Church is now live streaming. Tune in and experience live worship with us through the Bethel app, Facebook, and BethelDeliverance.org. It's all happening Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Your worship experience is just one click away.